This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, that is Frankie Cameron, who lives in Bonner Springs, who is on his motorcycle, I believe it was last night, if I'm not mistaken, and sees this gigantic black oval in the sky. And he videotapes it. Now, he's the only one that I'm aware of who has posted video of it. I'm not saying it's not real. It looks real because it fades. I think it looks like it's bugs. A lot of bugs in an oval. You disagree.
If it were bugs, how would it fade?
They moved.
I mean, they're in the death spiral up there.
No.
It's a smoke ring.
Bugs do. It's a smoke ring. It happens after transformers blow. It happens from industrial explosions.
In a perfect circle?
Yes. Well, an oval, yes.
It's called a dragon's breath explosion. It happens so often they have a name for it.
Okay. Mm. And why over Bonner?
Well, that just so happened to be where the explosion happened.
They know what they did.
Was it a big ass boom?
Sure it was.
How come we didn't hear about that in the news? Wouldn't you think if a generator exploded or...
A transformer? Those things happen.
You don't think we would hear about it in the news?
No, not a transformer blowing.
What world do you guys live in?
There's no severe weather and a transformer just blows.
It happens all the time.
Okay.
If you weren't there to hear it, did it even make a noise?
I don't know, Sam. Does it? If a tree falls in the forest, does it really fall?
I also, Sam, looked up the mysterious black ring that appeared in the sky over, was it Virginia?
There have been multiple reports, a couple in Virginia, Williamsburg, Virginia.
I will tell you this. The one in Virginia looks identical. It is oval in shape.
And it's black.
They're perfectly oval. What blows and makes a perfect oval in the sky like a Sharpie marker?
So it comes down to the way the wind is blowing that evening. So if there's a lot of
Bill
wind.
Bill Nye, the science guy? No, it doesn't. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes, he does.
It's very simple physics, guys. You can call me Neil deGrasse Tyson in a condescending way all you want to. That doesn't change the laws of physics.
I mean, it's like when you're smoking a cigar or a pipe.
No.
And you can blow rings. We
follow the company's nicotine policy,
I know.
Dan.
It's the same phenomenon with smoke. It's a natural phenomenon.
Then if it's so natural and so frequent, how come no one has ever seen this before? Mm.
Because the conditions have to be perfect. And I know I'm about to blow your minds. When the wind blows, the air moves. And so if the wind blows, the smoke that is floating in the air moves.
Right. In a perfect ovolicular pattern.
These were
pattern.
I'm sorry. Before somebody showed up with a cell phone camera.
Okay.
So.
Heather in Kansas City. Heather, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. Love your show. Hey, so this kind of made me curious. I looked at your video and immediately I kind of recognized it. My husband and I are part of a pyrotechnics group.
Oh.
And me, it looks like a gas bomb, and this is something that you have a tube. It can hold 1 gallon to 6 gallons of gasoline, and it has a charge in it of gunpowder. And it creates a mushroom cloud, and after that mushroom cloud dissipates, it turns into a circle of smoke.
And, plausible. And in the world of pyrotechnics, this happens how again?
So you fill a tube with gas and you put the charge in it, and it's like a controlled show that synchronized the music, and someone could have just been testing it.
Okay.
It's used in like concerts and fireworks shows, but I imagine somebody was just maybe doing one for fun because they are quite fun. Might burn your eyebrows a little bit, but.
Okay, so, oh, great. So Dana, I'm going to show you something. I want
the BBC there's also been one over across the pond.
Google Images. What do you see?
They're everywhere, but just not here. I think this has not happened here. It's not as frequent as you think because you Google it and it pops up in Europe once.
It was our turn.
Maybe it was just our turn. I mean, if you were driving, be honest. If you were driving and you saw that, you would pull over and take video of that. You would? It's so
of course I would.
Unusual.
Yes, of course. It says here, the smoke rings likely are the shape of a transformer that blew up, which can happen due to electrical failures,
is
lack
there
of maintenance.
Very delayed echo in here?
You know what I think? I think it's aliens. And all you preppers better keep prepping.
Definitely aliens. I am headed straight for the $21 trillion underground fortress.
This is the kind of thing that if your kids like saw this out walking around and they ran home and told you about it, you wouldn't believe it. You'd be like, okay.
That's nice, Johnny.
Right?
Steve in Overland Park. Steve, hello.
Yeah. I ran into that same thing last night. I think it's locusts. Whole bunch of them there last night on my way home. They're on 210 highway where you turn to go to the casino or into the mine.
Yeah.
The underground mines. And I got bug juice all over my windshield.
Oh, gross!
I mean, it was just like a shotgun hit my windshield. And I couldn't figure out right for a second what was up. And it's bugs. And they're big like locusts, so I'm thinking it could be swarms of locusts.
Steve, it might be playing Ring Around the Rosie. Nick Bender, in all seriousness, Nick Bender posted. Shut up, Sam. Nick Bender posted last night.
Damn, I think
that over 55 million birds were predicted to cross over Kansas and Missouri last night during their annual spring migration northward, and we
maybe they needed a break, so they got into a circle.
Yes, hung out a little bit, went around, shared names, and one fun fact about themselves.
What's your name?
Did you guys know 55 million birds passed over last night? We forgot to remind everyone, turn off all your lights, or there will be a bird migration into glass windows. And there will be more than bug splatter around town.
The theory being that the white lights distract the birds from their natural migratory habits. Mm-hmm. And I love that theory because we can all do our part and turn our porch lights off. But you know what's right in front of the house that you can't turn off?
The street light.
Mm-hmm.
Birds migrate at night. So, you know, tonight, today, maybe don't wash your car. Let's give it a couple days. And maybe turn off the porch light.
Watch out behind you, Dana.
To save a life.
You got a window behind you.
I know, right? Boom, 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 boom. I feel bad. I think during the day they're okay. It's at night that you're supposed to turn the lights out.
I told you about the day the hawk flew straight into that window.
Yeah.
This was before your time. I watched a hawk literally fly straight into that window. It made an oily imprint. It survived.
Okay.
It survived.
Mm-hmm. Tough old birds.
We were talking about the black vultures last week, or the turkey vultures.
Yeah.
When I was down in Osceola, I had one dive right next to my truck. I mean, my arm was out the window. I felt the wind off
Scott,
that thing's wings.
You are not here, and you missed the craziest story out of, was it Bonner as well?
Blue Springs.
It was Blue Springs. Look it up.
It's close.
We'll just, I knew it was a B. We will when we get back. I want your reaction on the euthanization of the turkey vultures in Blue Springs because they...
I'm going to be opposed.
Wait. They are protected federally.
That is correct.
Until they start eating windshield wipers.
So I'm aware of this story. There are several people in one subdivision who say the turkey vultures are parking on their cars.
Yes.
And eating their windshield wipers.
They eat the wipers. One guy's truck is destroyed. Like, they like the liner of the truck, the windshield wipers.
Well, I think they use the liner of the truck.
No. They eat it. And then also roofing materials.
They even pull the rubber trim off of, like, above the door jamb on your
car?
Scott,
it is the craziest thing you've ever seen. These people come out to their cars and these gigantic... Let's be honest, that's a face only a mother can love, and then probably not even then.
Well, you know why a vulture doesn't have feathers on its head?
No.
It's so it can get into the body of whatever it's eating without any trouble.
That's disgusting.
That's the truth.
That's lunch.
But I'm talking, there were hundreds of them down near Osceola where I was.
They are something.
That's why vultures do not have feathers on their head.
They got a waiver to kill them, Scott, because I think once what they were trying to say, the wildlife people, is that once they start eating windshield wipers, it's over. They will then teach their friends to eat windshield wipers, and they're
therefore
young.
They're not protected? So when a
correct.
Canada goose attacks you in the parking lot at Odyssey, are they no longer protected?
Under certain circumstances, the Department of Conservation will grant a waiver to lure the turkey vultures.
Can you eat them?
No, I don't think they're game birds.
What do they use to lure them? Used windshield wipers?
You know what it would taste like? Rubber.
Really?
Very rubber.
Ooh, look at that pile.
It's got a gamey taste.
It's like Firestone.
It's 316 Danaherite, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So if you watched the news this morning, you undoubtedly saw pictures from the Met Gala last night in New York City.
Where people tried to out-weird each other. Let's be honest, Scott. A lot of the people think, like, how weird can we go?
The goal was to dress last night like the 1920s.
Provocatively, Diana Ross stopped everything when she arrived in a furry white Cruella de Vil type gown.
That's four times bigger than her.
That would drape this entire building.
Correct.
It would drape our building.
Yes.
Did we happen to see, I can't remember who it was exactly, but they had lace pants on from Louis Vuitton. But the lace pants were not what drew everybody's eyes. It was the fact that her underwear was covered in a bunch of Rosa Parks.
Yeah, it's
not a good look.
You know, someone showed up wearing a hamburger. Scott, like, it's literally, I'm not joking.
Well, that was this year?
Someone showed up wearing a hamburger. Someone else showed up in all black. There were a lot of people that just didn't wear pants. Like, it's like, okay, like, how far can we take this? Maybe I just won't wear pants. You know, we have a haircut that...
That's Pamela Anderson, who looks like white trash from Cape Girardeau.
No, don't say that. Oh, my God, Scott, that is terrible.
What?
There are a lot of fine people that live in Cape Girardeau.
I know. I wasn't talking about them. I was talking about the white trash down there.
I cannot believe you just said that. Back to the haircut, Sam.
Halle Berry leaves nothing to the imagination.
During the break, I just said to Sam, I really am not trying to, like, you know, bash, I don't know, an entire town like Scott just did. What I was trying to say to Sam was, if you look up Pamela Anderson's new haircut, it looks like someone gave her a pair of shears and put a blindfold on her.
No, I'm back where Sam is.
Put a bowl on her head and blind cut the hair. Ladies, think severe, stark.
She looks like the Tiger King.
High bangs. High bangs, like, remember when your daughter around age 3 or 4 would get a hold of the scissors and just lob off the entire front of their hair?
Yeah.
That is what this hair looks like.
Sam, what did you say it looks like?
She looks like she came home from school in the 5th grade or 4th grade or whatever, and you, as the parent, you say, hey, what happened? And she would go, we gave each other haircuts, mommy.
She is a beautiful woman, but that is a...
Yeah, was.
Severe. It's severe. That I cannot think of another word.
You're also leaving out some of the things that she's done to her face.
No, I think she's beautiful, Scott. I really do.
She was beautiful.
Her eyebrows have been gone for a long time. I'm not a fan of that very high bang. Like, every mom knows what I'm talking about, where your kid finds the Barbie doll and just shears off all of the hair at the top, and it's kind of, it looks like there needs to be tape on it.
So my brother did that when he was in the 6th grade. He cut his hair, he cut his bangs, and let's just say it looked like a ramp.
Okay. A ramp.
So this side was really short. This side was really long. And he went like this.
Yep. I once took Sophie to Sports Clips. Bad idea. She was like 3.
Don't bash Sports Clips. Nope. I think that might be an advertiser.
For a girl's haircut at age 3. I was just trying to pop in, pop out. And the bangs were a little bit shorter than I wanted, but they cut them wet. You know, they sprayed them down.
So they shortened.
Yep, cut them across. I was like, this seems fine. Paid my $15. We get in the car. You guys know, as hair starts to dry,
it shortens.
It shrinks and it shortens. So we leave and I'm like, that's a little uneven, but it's okay. She's in the car seat in the back. We get to a stoplight and I go to, like, hand her French fries. I turn around and about wreck my car because as her hair dried, it starts shrinking up. And it was, you're right, it was like at a 45 degree angle. And her dad gets in the car at the time and he goes, oh my God, what did you do?
Could you sell ad space on that forehead?
You could.
Yeah.
Danny, he goes, take it back and even it out. I go, I can't. She'd look like Pamela Anderson if I did that.
You mentioned this briefly. What is with the lack of pants on women at the Met Gala? I am just scrolling through a picture of every single person. I am at nine women so far with no pants on. And make it 10 if you count Halle Berry, who had a full-length dress, but there are certain parts where you can see everything, if you get my drift.
No.
Yeah.
Could you be more descriptive?
No, we don't need you to be more descriptive.
Below the waistline.
Can you imagine
the hips?
If we had an annual party in Kansas City and just said, let's just call it what it is. Come up with the weirdest thing you can think of, put it on your body, and we will call it clothing. That is what the Met Gala is for.
I probably would not attend.
Oh, I would just to laugh. Come on.
But what would you get dressed up?
I would go with Michael Mackey and we would laugh all night.
But what
long.
Is the point in like in these fashion shows or the Met Gala where the whole point is to wear the most unwearable ever except that one night outfit?
I told you they're trying to out-weird one another.
Well, they succeeded. They all succeeded, especially
the Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar.
When we get back, it is National Teacher Day, speaking of grade school, and I'm going to ask you to all think back, who was your most impactful, maybe memorable teacher all the way back? Maybe for you it was high school. I kind of want to talk to the elementary school set. Like, you think way on back, Scott, who was your favorite teacher in elementary school?
In elementary school, it was Mrs. Brolier, fourth grade, 1983.
Mrs. Brolier. That's provocative.
Yeah.
She was, what? Did we have a little crush on Mrs. Brolier? I knew it.
I did have
he
a crush.
He blushed when he said the name, Sam.
On Mrs. Brolier. I wonder where she is these days. I still remember how to spell her last name. I don't remember her
first
name.
You were obsessed with her.
Well,
what?
He's blushing in here.
Brolier.
You know, our elementary teachers could only be, some of them, 20 or 30 years older than we are, Scott. They're still around.
Oh, I have no doubt she's still, well, she would, oh man, she'd probably be pushing 80 by now. But yeah, I had.
You had a crush on Mrs. Brolier.
She was single and I had a crush on Mrs. Brolier. Yes, I did.
Happy National Teachers Day. We're going to talk about that straight ahead on Dana and Parks.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mrs. Brulier.
I didn't know this song was about you, Scott.
Mrs. Brulier.
Well, ironic, it came out a year after I had her class.
Isn't it ironic?
No.
Happy National Teachers Day. Let's make it awkward.
I'm trying to find out if she's still alive.
Can you name all of your elementary school teachers? I can. Okay, I'll go first.
No, I cannot.
Mrs. Swan, who then got married, and she was Mrs. Opino. Then I had Mrs. Mertel, then Mrs. Lynn, then Mrs. Campbell, then Mrs. Rothrock, then Mrs. Stone, and then Mrs. Woodson. Those were all up to sixth grade. And then I had a wonderful group of teachers, male and female, in junior high school and high school.
So Mrs. Brolier was my favorite elementary school teacher.
Okay.
It was Mrs. Mace Tesler, who was my favorite all time. She was my English teacher in my sophomore year in high school.
Okay.
And she turned me on. Let me finish that sentence.
Wow! Why'd you pause?
She turned me on to my favorite fiction book.
The Great Gatsby.
That is unnecessary. and other great books like All Quiet on the Western Front and a couple of others. And I'm currently rereading The Great Gatsby as we speak.
Okay.
Because of Mrs. Mace Tesler.
On this National Teachers Day, who would you like to acknowledge?
You know, I'm trying to think, and I cannot remember many of them.
Not one?
I would have to sit down and really think about it.
Samuel, your kindergarten
you
teacher?
You can't think of one teacher?
I mean, I can think of a couple, but what I remember and why I remember them is not flattering, so I don't know if I want to share their name. My third grade teacher would not let me go to the restroom, and out of protest, I just let it rip in class.
Oh, wow.
That's why I remember her name.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do remember my freshman English teacher was a guy by the name of Mr. Dixon. And may God bless Mr. Dixon. He was a very unique dresser, and he wore snazzy clothes.
Okay.
I mean, always a vest with a coat, a sports coat, tie. But Mr. Dixon was colorblind.
Oh.
And so his outfits, and I don't know if he was just colorblind or pattern blind.
He probably just leaned into it.
He really did. And he would wear stripes with plaid and bold ties and everything. And I remember one day, and it wasn't me. I respected his dressing choices. But one of the students in class was asking him, Mr. Dixon, why do you wear stripes with plaids and your ties are really weird? And he said, it's not the color. It's the context.
Oh, okay.
And he was very flamboyant. I'm not saying flamboyantly gay. I'm just saying flamboyant. And he was a very good English teacher, but I remember him for the way that he dressed.
Now, I remember every single high school teacher. My favorite teacher of all time was Mr. Bedetti. He was a government teacher.
Okay.
And he would start every single class with an open-ended political conversation. And you guys both know me.
How would that go today?
That was something I was totally there for.
Was it things you agreed with or didn't agree with?
Well, that was the best part of it is, you know, being public school, you can't have bias. And so his room was plastered with different campaign signs. And he made sure that there was exactly half for each party.
Huh. Oh, that's interesting.
So that there was no allegations of bias. And he handled the classroom discussions the same way.
My favorite high school teacher was Mr. Tolan.
Mr. Tolan.
Psychology. I loved that class. But I also loved Mr. Hoffman's business law. I loved business law.
Business law in high school?
Business law in high school. It was my favorite class. Eleanor Roosevelt played a key role in persuading Congress to proclaim the first National Teachers Day way back in 1953. The day aims to recognize and express gratitude to our teachers for their hard work, dedication, and brrr factor, Scott.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, we did have a substitute teacher in grade school that every guy
loved.
Had that feeling for, if you
super
know what
cute.
I'm saying. Miss Porter.
Mrs. Porter.
Miss Porter.
Now he's remembering
Ms.
names.
Porter.
Oh, I remember her name.
So she was single. Miss Porter. So you're saying there's a chance.
All right,
and
now.
If any of you still live in Kansas City and happen to be listening right now, I apologize for saying your name on the air.
You know, I'll never forget, and she was a good teacher. I enjoyed her class. I took home ec my senior year at Lansing, which was taught by Miss Kitchen.
Okay. Home ec, Miss Kitchen.
Yes, that is correct. Mm-hmm. And she taught us how to cook.
Were you forced to take home ec, or did you choose that over shop?
That is exactly right.
Without lamps, there'd be no light.
I understand, but without food, there would be no dinner.
We were forced to choose between home ec and shop. And guess what? All of the girls lined up to go learn how to sew a pillow.
We did sew a pillow.
Worthless skill that I have not utilized ever. It would have been more beneficial to me to have taken shop. I swear to you.
See, there were actually quite a few guys in Miss Kitchen's home ec class. I was not the only guy in there.
I think everyone should have to take all that. I think they blend them now. Don't they call it facts? It's like foods, education. I don't know, they don't blend them though,
because the classes I took were just purely cooking. I took cooking because I already knew how to cook. I knew it was going to be an easy A. I did 1, 2, and 3.
I regret it
to this day that I did not take shop class because I would have actually learned something
that
I didn't.
You go to
already.
Buy a house and it's interesting because you need to know how to use a stud finder. You know what I mean?
Sam from the text line, are you talking about the Budetti that taught at Shawnee Mission South?
That would be my alma mater, yes.
Okay. Okay, now we go on to Nashville. Speaking of teachers.
Is this necessary?
Yes. One of our reporters that we follow in Nashville posted this on Facebook last night. Okay, in all caps. So some pornography popped up in front of a classroom of second graders today. Several of you messaged me about this happening. Yep. Here is the letter that the principal at Vina Stewart Elementary in Gallatin, Tennessee, sent to parents. And it says, "Dear Mrs. Gutierrez's class, while our substitute teacher was attempting to show the class an appropriate video for fun..."
Oh, this was fun, all right.
"A website showing adult content was briefly displayed in the classroom. The substitute immediately removed it. We are working with our IT department to determine why this particular site was not blocked by our web filters. I sincerely apologize, and I am available to answer any questions you may have. Sincerely, signed the principal." The reporter goes on to say, "This was a very unfortunate accident. The image was only up for a moment. However, one parent tells me her child came home and asked, why was there a boy and two girls doing things? I'm told the sub was trying to play the children's video, the chicken banana song for students, when somehow the adult content bypassed the web filter." So I'm reading this last night and I go, whoa, 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 wait. What is chicken banana?
That's your only question?
Yes. And and did he somehow Google chicken banana and then got something
else?
I believe
the teacher was a female.
So can we please let her rip, Sam? This is chicken banana. Banana. Chicken banana. God, that is catchy. Chicken banana.
It's not catchy.
Chicken banana. I can't stop singing it.
It is the exact opposite of catchy.
"I am told the sub was trying to play chicken banana for the students, and somehow this happened. These days, you can't be too careful when accessing ever-changing social media content. Web filters may need to be updated. Content screened first." Chicken banana. Oh, it's so catchy. Chicken banana.
Well.
Yes, Scott.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah, favorite student in the front, please.
Yeah, thank you. I'm assuming that the computer that the substitute teacher brought in was his or her own.
Probably personal laptop, is my guess.
And had downloaded chicken banana onto onto their own private, because, you know.
Oh, they were privates.
Well, I understand. But because they're not a full-time teacher, they were probably doing their lesson planning on a private laptop. One could deduce,
yes.
Correct? So, while someone did maybe try to download chicken banana onto their private laptop, they also had downloaded some other things onto their private
Correct.
Laptop.
Okay, can I just tell you that the chicken banana is now a dance TikTok challenge where, Scott, just follow me here. We're going to all do this.
No, we're
not. Think walk like an Egyptian, okay, when they do this. So on the chicken part, you go, chicken banana, chicken banana.
Okay.
Know what? I'm going to play it for you. It is hilarious, and it you do it in threes. Chicken banana. We are so going to do this for the show. I can't stop singing it.
Is that the only lyric?
Yeah, that's
is
it.
Chicken banana,
it's very
that's
simple.
It?
It's not hard to remember.
That's two words,
you
lyrics.
Just say chicken and banana on a loop over and over again until your brain explodes.
Oh, sorry, there is one more word.
We will be practicing this, and we will bring you that video tomorrow.
Mm. I cannot wait. By the way, we're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45 this afternoon. It has been a while since we have done Terrible Joke Tuesday. I believe it's been almost a month.
Can we do it to the tune of...
No.
Chicken banana.
Allah.
Chicken banana.
Allah.
I can't stop. Help me.
Who sings it?
It doesn't matter. I love it.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. The Baltimore Ravens have kicked Justin Tucker out of town. Tucker had been accused of sexual misconduct by several women, was officially released by the Ravens this week. Quoting here from Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta, sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this is one of those instances. Considering our current roster, we have made the tough decision to release Justin Tucker. It ends a long-term relationship between the kicker and the team, with Tucker having spent 13 seasons in Baltimore. He arrived as an undrafted free agent in 2012, has been one of the best kickers in the league during that stretch, made 89% of his kicks during his career. That is the highest percentage in NFL history.
Oh, how the mighty fall. He was once regarded as the best kicker in NFL history.
Let's talk about our skyline quickly. Kansas City's 1,024-foot red tower could soon glow from Midtown once again. The Channel 5 tower that is now the on top of KCPT tower.
Correct.
Has been unlit for since I left Channel 5. That thing has been unlit. But Kansas City is poised to re-illuminate the iconic Midtown landmark. The City Council's Finance Committee forwarded a licensing agreement with Gray Local Media on Tuesday that would allow the city to install and use lighting equipment on the 1,000-foot KCTV broadcast tower at 31st off of, it's Grand, and it's over by Costco. You know where it is. Once bathed in the glow of more than 1,000 lights, the tower would be the first city landmark to be relit under the city's Illuminate KC initiative, red for the Chiefs, teal for the KC Current, and other colors to reflect various sentiments. So,
what about blue for the Royals?
And
I think that, blue for Sporting.
That's on the list.
Okay.
The tower stopped glowing roughly 20 years ago, owing to rising maintenance costs and difficult logistics. With Illuminate KC, the city hopes to shine a light on Kansas City's landmarks and historic buildings, according to the mayor's office. That's so cool. And you know, in the winter, they sometimes have to shut those streets down around that because, Sam, if it is sleet or rain and then that turns to ice, the ice builds up in sheets.
And falls
Yes,
off.
Between the rungs, for lack of a better word, and comes crashing down and will kill you. So every once in a while in the winter, if you go down there and you see that the streets are all blocked off, that's why.
Now,
falling ice.
Part of the reason they closed it years ago was because, as you mentioned, maintenance cost. It was just always missing like half of the lights.
Are we
going to stay on top of that now?
If the city takes it over, I would hope so.
Are either of you double jointed anywhere on your body?
No. Kind of always grossed me out.
Double jointed, it is not just a fun party trick. Uber flexible joints, as they are known, could be a sign of a rare genetic condition that makes you more susceptible
to being fun at parties,
to respiratory illnesses, and also complicates recovery, according to experts.
No!
The good news, there's an easy test that you can do at home to gauge your risk. Around 20% of people are hypermobile. I have two. I have two joints that are double jointed.
Wait, you have two double jointed joints.
Yes.
Are you going to share which two?
Well, I will show you which two.
Oh,
first
is this
going
to gross me out?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
First of all is my lower jaw.
What does that mean? Okay.
And then my left thumb.
How do you know I can do that with my left thumb?
Yeah, anybody can move it left and right.
What are you doing?
Look, here, feel it.
I don't want to feel your thumb. That's gross.
When I move it, you can hear it pop.
That doesn't mean you're double jointed, does it, or does it?
It means I'm double jointed.
In one thumb and not the other?
In this thumb, I am double jointed.
My shoulders pop every time I move them.
No,
you
don't understand.
Is it harder to hitchhike with your left thumb than your right thumb?
I've never hitchhiked in my life.
It's moving in a very
weird
pattern.
Depends on which way you're trying to go.
Dan, would you like to come in and feel it?
No.
Phrasing.
Now, what does it mean if you're double jointed what?
In my thumb and in my jaw.
Okay, that 20% of people have some kind of health issue. Ew, stop
so
doing
feel
that.
Feel my jaw as I pop it.
Ew, gross, stop doing that.
Yeah, that's unique.
And then feel my thumb.
No,
you ready?
Weirdo.
Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can feel a little bit there, yeah. The jaw's more pronounced.
Okay.
My jaw pops every time I stretch it. I'm so confused.
Do you just go around
telling
people?
I'm not going to get it fixed. I'm 53 years old.
My name is Scott. I'm hypermobile.
You're not done yet.
It means you have a higher chance of
cardiovascular disease.
Yeah.
Now, I can do this. I can touch my thumb to my arm. Can you do that? Bend it back? I can do it with...
Oh, my God.
I can do it with both. Touch your thumb to your arm. Look, Sam.
I can't.
No.
Am I double jointed?
I think so. I think you're actually double jointed. Whatever Scott's doing.
What's it mean when you can touch your thumb to your arm?
You're a freak and you belong in a circus. News with Dan Weinbaum coming away in 2 minutes.
I'm double jointed.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.